All right, we are ready. You see it tomorrow, please. What is it? Robin and Mike are shaming. We got all the way up to Prophet on the day. Chavraya Amri. Six lines up in the bottom. First, Mishi, Aloha Olive, the second by Tashani. And today we sit here in the presence of Rishi. Special day, Shloshit Yom Hagbala. Late rains. So we're up to Chavraya Amri. Yom is Amri Pshimon Yomriyo. Natasha of the Rabbani. The truth is that when the Gamliel has said that we're only going to do something like this to protect a garment, basically, is what we're doing, to make a marker that a term is considered is a term revised, it's also to eat it without opinion. He says we'll only do something like this during Shemitah, when the person has the right anyway to take from the term. We're not going to do it normally. If the guy wants to be a garment, let him drop dead. Why should we protect him? The truth is, what he said is correct, although maybe not for the same reason. And it's a problem on what it is that the Rabbanan said. Because lo b'yom hum mitzayin, the lo b'layla hu gomeh, when we're talking about during non-Shemitah times, and the guy shouldn't be here. So during the rest of the time, the only way in which he's being mitzayin is somebody, for somebody who's coming at night. And if that's the case, you don't even see the tzion at night. So what is the purpose of being mitzayin? During Shemitah, where people are coming during the daytime to take openly, and they're not considered to be ganavim, you could put a tzion. I mean, the tzion that we're talking about is quads of earth. Now who's going to notice quads of earth in the middle of the dark of night to note that this is a Kerem Ravai anyway? Therefore, the whole thing doesn't even make any sense unless you hold like a Shem and Ramal. This is only done during Shemitah anyway. So what would be the point of the simon if it's not for during Shemitah? Even if you hold, you would make a simon for a ganav, he's not going to see it. Amalan Rabbi Mana, mi bayom. What do you mean? The ganav cases the joint. You're right, he doesn't steal it, but he cases it. So as he's going around in the daytime, he will note that this is Netzer Avoy. Me being such a Fumagana, would I eat Netzer Avoy without opinion? So in the middle, we have to let him know that, I mean, if I'm going to go to jail, but if they're not going to give me my throat, and I'll go crazy. What are you talking about? So in the middle, I have to make sure that, then it depends on it. If you hold, like we're trimming on wheels, so then we don't say, I'll be able to shove you more. So you can't ask the question, and it only makes sense of the description of Yomri. Yad Yomri Rabbi Chanina, Chatar b'choshech batim yomam, chatmu lanu, lo ra'u or. He says, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Yod? But it means Chatar b'choshech batim. He goes and he digs under the homes in the day. Which batim is what it means? Shechatmu, meaning that he had made a simon on them, mi bayom. Right? So, when Eov was defining what the Dor HaMabul were like, he's saying, this is what they would do. Mi yomam chatmu lamo, kafo yoach Dor HaMabul osim. They would go around in the day, hayu roshmim, ba'af kufmim, uboim lagonim ba'layla. They would make a simon with smell that they could then detect with a smell detector, otherwise known as a nose. But they didn't have night vision goggles, but they did just about the same thing. So if they saw a place that looked like it ought to be dug up, how are you going to find it? You put down something over there they could sniff out. Then at night it came along, sniffed it out, and dug it up. Kach dorsha Rabbi Chanina b'tzipori. This is the way when Rabbi Chanina was Dorish to Tziporim, he said this over, and guess what happened? That very night, there were 300 burglaries in houses. They thought this was a brilliant idea. So much for the drosha. Don't give away too much information in your public discussion. So these are like intimate tests for making nuclear weapons.
For example, the guys who come in and
come in to listen to Shear, exactly.
They look like
I won't make the comment, but I was in a minute. The Yitzhayim. The Mishnah asks, I mean, how far do you got it? The Mishnah says that Tznuim were setting aside money so that if the Ganav comes along and eats, that it should be b'chol on the money that they set aside. I mean, come on. How far do you have to go? You want to be kind to Ganavim, kind to Ganavim Day. So put up a sign that he should be voted, but you got to pay also for the payment. Why don't they just make the tzion, like it says, according to the Tanakhama? So why do you have to go now to be mekal with yourself? Answer the Gemara. Because if all you do is put up a sign, how are you going to be known as a tanua? After all, you put up the sign in big letters, didn't you? The whole point over here is, that what you're trying to do, in a way that doesn't call attention to yourself.
Not to embarrass the
God? No. You don't want to call attention to how wonderful you are. So you put up a sign to say, attention, all Ganavim, this field is Nether of Oi. Don't be Yisrael, Chasta Shalom, Chasta Chalila, in Nether of Oi, right? Oh, everybody walks by and says, gee, this guy's really a frumi, Chasta Shalom, Chasta Chalila. He tells the Ganavim, this is a Galavika guy. So anybody who does that is not very Tanua, is he? So if you want to be Tanua, set aside the money. So nobody knows about it. Don't make up a sign. Don't let the world know how much you care about Ganavim not eating that to avoid. You take care of it. Well, I'm making a fuss.
You want to say famous story about the world who marches everybody to go to the gangster house for like a simba? Because the culture that these things are really relevant to the Christian mindset. There was one guy who was so crazy, he didn't have cancer.
Okay, you've gotten to the almost the punchline, so did that go back again? Asya, the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, command the Omar the Itute Erev. Now comes out that Shimon and the Gamliel are saying like the Nagyama who talks about Itute Erev. What is that referring to? The telling Rebbe goes to Omar. Ko mashi yil kitu ha'anin bein Omarim ha'boker. Hareyu hefker. He would go, here's what he brings in the mission, that he would say, As far as the Lekha Shikhu Peah is concerned, that sometimes Amin don't know the halacha, or they take more than they should take, even knowingly they take more than they should take. So what he did is he made it not. And he was saying that those things that they take, that they're chayav really to take in life, because they didn't have a way to them, and they're going to treat it like Lekha Shikhu Peah, which is Tatar, from Trumatamaisa, pretending that they do have a right to them. So he would get up in the morning and he would say, whatever the Aniyim are going to take today, I'm being master now, Limafreya, and therefore it's Tatar Minamaiser. Obviously this relies on Breya, right? Nervous. Whatever it turns out will be stolen is hereby Hefker. Seems like the kind of story to tell about Chafetz Chaim. So apparently, and he holds the same thing, that you can you do this in the morning. But Rabbi Yehuda says, "Minitute Erev." Why? Because he doesn't know the Brera. He can't be mastered in advance because he doesn't know what to be mastered. So if you don't know the Brera, what do you do? After the Lamiyim already took it. So at that point, he says, whatever was taken that wasn't supposed to be taken is like a shikopeya. I am hereby matkir. Okay, so apparently he also holds like this, he'll put it in other words, he holds that you can't be matkir in advance because you don't know if you don't hold a braver. All that you can do is you can go and be misogynist. וחכמים אומרים אין הפקר אנשים הפקר שאין אנו אחראים לאנשים ולמאים. What people do, they hold you don't go ahead to be marketing for God's lamim in order to make them have a better life in hell. Okay, so now it's in the Yochanan is saying, when it says that Tzurim Omrim, you'll notice that it doesn't say Kosher Yilakeit. They say Kosher Niltat. Why can't they say Kosher Yilakeit? Whatever will end up being taken. They hold by the Maviyomo, because he's Tutayarev, because they're not relying on Breira. And therefore it has to only be done after it was already taken. Brahm. Kamad Yamar Bishakit Loasya. According to Mam Yamar, who holds that you could go ahead and be mafkid in the morning, the Mishnah wouldn't work out anyway, because how in the world can you go ahead and be poda in advance? It's Mechubar, and there's no way to be poda than Mechubar. How can you be poda than Mechubar? That's the same. So the only way to understand it is that it means after was already milkat. Now it should be padurim. No, why? It works out fine. Even if you do this in the morning. Because even if you're put it for chakras, you only need to be put it once it's published. The law of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, is it not going according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds Mishitato, that what? Who is slave? Mishitato Shemaase Sheni Hu Pidyono. Remember, Shimon Gamliel was the one who held that the moment that your Moshechit, we had the Machlokas in the Mishnah about it, what if you didn't give the money yet? And the price changed between the time that you took it and the time that you paid for it. So you have to, you always have to put it on its value now. So Shimon Gamliel is not true. The Mashiach itself, even though no money changed hand in a sale of Mike Hashemi, is itself considered to be the actual kinyan, which is the pidyon. So year two, the money that you're setting aside, it's only going to be mechulal from the time that the ganav picks it up and takes it. But at that moment, it's indeed published. So the pidyon is chal at the time of the Mashiach. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the din is related to the din of Kenyan, just like the din of Kenyan is with the Mashiach. So then it means that the Kenyan over here in terms of the Kenyan would be with the Mashiach. So it works out fine then. Omer Rav Yossi, it happens at that time. Right. Omer Rav Yossi, Bahainu, this, when it is said by Maitre Shen, even though Tom has said this, the Kamla. So that's mashma, that it goes into his rishus, and then kamlo, right? It's his. The problem over here is the hind of the kamlo. Over here, at the moment that the person takes the netra voice, it's not kamlo anymore, because it's not his. Where's the kamlo? It belongs to somebody else. So how, if you're telling me that it's chal after the mashicha, how in the world could the previous owner be mechalo netra voice for another owner? I can't go be mechalo. So how does that work out? It doesn't make sense. Ela ra'am klan nidgalgel. Ela ra'akikar vidgalgel v'nahar. Yamar kikar zehedesh. Shemakum amahar. A guy who sees a kicker floating down the river. And he says, oh, that should be hedesh. How could that work? That's essentially what you're seeing over here. You're seeing your karen floating down the river, so to speak. The guy's making off with your bait. And you're saying, oh, it should be hedesh. I should be mechal. It's not in your rishus, but it's not yours. So how could you do that? So if that's the case over here, you can only be mechal while it's in your rishus. I'm reviewing off. Hadda at machshei miman yomer b'shachri k'shaytei l'man yomer nitzutei erev. Well, instead, let's say indeed that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you're saying he couldn't have hold it b'shachri. You can ask the same question on the. The Mam Yomer who says, how can you be Mechal? This is not in your Rishus. What are you saying? You're going to get up at night and say anything that they on me and took out of my field. Shalok Kedin is now Mechal. They took it out of your field. Shalok Kedin, honey. You can't be Mechal anymore. So what's going on? You're asking Rav Shimon Gamliel? You could have asked on the mission that says Mefurish that he goes up leads to the Arab according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't it bother you there? They're certainly not worse than that. I'm trying to explain to you that they could be talking about Lacha Mashiach, and you're making a big fuss over it. Why didn't you make a fuss on the Mishnah? Amar Lei, Man the East Lei Litute Erev, Let Lei what you in Kashaita. If you hold the Litute Erev, obviously he holds that you can, in fact, do something on something that's not in your Rishus. It could be mocked at something that's not in your Rishus. Even though the other person picked it up, apparently that Mami Amahotu can also be Machal, something that's not in your Rishus. But if you're going, you're trying to explain it, that it should work out according to Mami Amahotu, who holds that it was done in the morning, he was mocking in advance. And you're saying that can still make sense, Arriba, the Reverend Shimon ben Gamliel. Even though I asked you, I don't understand, how could you possibly be Machalab and Mechubala Karka? You can be Mafia Mechubala. How can you be Machalab something Mechubala Karka? See, you gave me this whole chart because at the time of the Mashiach, so at that moment it's called. But I don't understand you. The only reason you disagreed with Itute Erev is because you said, what do you mean, Itute Erev? It's too late. You already walked off with it. You already ran in circles. Now it's on you. Kevin O'Neill could really hold, like the Mandiyamra says, you do it Bekarka, and he holds that it's talking about after Mashiach, but he holds it could only be Shaka, it's not with the Arab, because you can't be Mafkin if it's not your Rishus. Then you can't be Mokalan if it's not your Rishus. You can't have it both ways. So it must be, therefore, Kevin O'Neill does not hold like the Mandiyamra Baboka. He has to hold like the Mandiyamra that says, we eat to the Arab. And that's exactly what I'm trying to prove to you. Says the mission, Parakamishi, I love a bit, you can escape my mission, it's quiet.
Thank you very much. You better.
Says the mission, Karen Ravai, Olev Yerushalayim Ahalat Yom Echad, Recalls that. A Kerem Ravai is like Mati Shady, that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But they ate that Kona. But there should be no pigeon. If something is within the Tchum of Yerushalayim, the Tchum meaning within a time Tchum of Yerushalayim, if you could get these pears within one day to Yerushalayim, then they don't allow you to be put in. Not in Yikaradim, but because of the special takana that we want there to be lots of Machane Yehudas in Yerushalayim, and the more we force people to bring up their own produce in Yerushalayim, the more fun it's going to be for markets in Yerushalayim. Okay? So we'll have the Shvakim in Yerushalayim, Mu'utarot B'Peirot, and that's what we want. The Ezohi Tehuma, what is the boundaries in terms of the B'Peirot here? Eilat min ha-Daron, Akraba min ha-Tzafon, Lud min ha-Ma'arav, V'hayardein min ha-Mizrah. Yeah, well, that's it. Doesn't seem to be R-A-L-A-T. Akraba is apparently not Akraba either. That's by class. Akraba.
Lud,
yeah, Lud is the one. When there came to be plenty of peros, even in Yerushalayim, so then they made it a takana that even if you've got right outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, you have a vineyard, you can go ahead and you can be potted even up to the walls. Once you enter the walls of Yerushalayim, of course, then you have a problem. You can't pot a peros in Yerushalayim. Now when they did that originally, they made a tnai that said, so they made a tnai in the takona, that this takona can be applied as required. It is not undoing the tnai. The Tanai was an original Takon after the Churban. בתנאי היה, אם אתה שיבנה בית המקדש מאוד ימינו, שיעזור הדבר לכמות שהיה. Because when they were matir to be poda was in fact not when they had a lot of parents, but when they no longer found any purpose of being ma'atir shvakei Yerushalayim, which was destroyed, the parents. What would be the point of telling people to come up? The Tanai wasn't that you can go back to the way it was, meaning to force to come back up to Yerushalayim. The Tanai was that when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, not any time that you want, when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then the original din of being Mala within a day of Yerushalayim applies. She has a Devar to Marchena. Kerem Ravai, Beit Shammai Omri, Ein Lo Chomesh, the Ein Lo Bir. If you want to be part of your own Kerem Ravai, it's not like Moshe Sheni, that's Machayev, the owner, to be Moshe Chomesh on it. And furthermore, there's no din of being Mavaya. Remember, in the fourth year and in the eighth year, right? You have to be Mavaya, the Meister, the money that the Yonah that you have, and also the Meister. The Meister, you have a new Rishuth, you have to get rid of it twice every Shemitah cycle. At the end of the third year, which is the third year Meister Ani, and at the end of the sixth year Meister Ani, which we know that there's an altar in second year, first, second, and fourth, fifth is Meister Sheni, and third, sixth is Meister Ani. So fourth and the Messiah Shisha Shriya, that's when you have to go before Pesach, and you have to be Mavaya. And some of the reasons is because by the Vila, you might just be Arti HaKodesh when I'm by. So you don't get rid of it, I don't keep any of it for myself. But Shammai says, this vision of Kerem Ravai is not included in these three yuvim of the Bali being Moshe Chomesh and the Fiyav of being Mavaya. Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Yeshlo. Beit Shammai Omrim, Yeshlo Peret, Yeshlo Olalut, Ha'aninim Podim La'atzman. Beit Shammai says that the din in the Kerem, they hold that Kerem Ravai is not Hegdash, not Kodesh in any way. It belongs to the owner entirely, and therefore the same way the owner has to take off his dinim of Matanas Rani, the Peret, the Avalos, the Peah, and so on, and he has to take it off of Kerem Ravai too, because the fact that it's regular like anything else. If they throw says no, Kulola got anything that the person has in the Kerem Ravai goes straight into his wine press after he's put it, or if he takes to his wine to press and to drink the wine, because Meister Sheni is Bama Gavoa, and is, and if you now need to be a Mavaya, you need to be about the Kodesh, but Kerem Ravai, what? I'm going to be lost. Verishana, now you are seeing Yain, Yitzara, Unisachim. They used to be very mocked, and they would only use grapes that were tall, and they would bring it from the sauce. And then, because of that, it was very difficult to get grapes for sale in Yerushalayim. That's when they made this takana, Yitkinushu, all of Yerushalayim, out of Yom, the whole plot. Ha'atayim v'chalkim atar l'kravim v'shchayim v'lum yudayim. And when we bring it up to Yerushalayim, won't it go to friends and relatives instead of going to the marketplace?
Is that to
carry the
wine into
the
night, or
do
you
have
to bring it in?
Yeah, of course it could be wine.
Has it?
Yeah. No, whatever. I mean, we said you can either eat grapes or grapes or wine. Same as my fishing. But what's the point of the takana? I mean, you're really going to, what are you going to do with it? I mean, you're going to give it out, aren't you? It doesn't matter. A few of the cow on the ma'atribashuk. Whatever is left, like, you can have some left that otherwise wouldn't be in Yerushalayim. Whatever it is, that ultimately gets out. There's now more available for everybody. And that's Iter Ashuk. Here's what I take for granted that everybody knows that we're looking to be ma'atribashuk in Yerushalayim. We're at a point where we're at. Okay, so we should still continue. Hada Plige, this din over here, argues on the Maisa that happened with good old Mickey. Mickey, Havi Shamash, the Migdal Sabaya. This fellow Mickey, he was the shamish in this stronghold, the Sabaya fort. And what happened is that every Erev Shabbos, the Chol Aruv Hashuva, Mandavi Ovid Kandiloi, he would go ahead and he would put up candles. And Avi Solek Shavat the Beit Migdasha, he would go ahead. Apparently this stronghold was like a fort that was outside of the usual one-day march to Yerushalayim. But he would go and he would put up candles, he would make these candles, and he would go, even though it was far away from this place, the Melchis, the Mavikron, and he would then go ahead and he would be Madlik these Melchis. It was the first
candle.
Word candle, yeah. Candle line means candle. It was a Roman word. Okay, now here put in the Havitzolik Shavas of Beit Migdasha, and it's a little reversed over here. So the first part is, and then Havitzolik Ubeshavas of Beit Migdasha, the Yisraelim and others say, Sapar Havi, Bechol Arubat Shuta, Havitzolik Uposhet Sidroi of Beit Migdash, the Nochas Beshavas Bebaitse. Now others say that there was this fellow who would go up to the Beit HaMikdash, go through the Parsha, the Shnei Mikra, the Epitargon, but he would do it back in the Beit HaMikdash, and he would go all the way back to his house, even though this was normally outside of the Kodesh that we defined, and he would not only go there, he would go there and go back. So Mickey only managed to get there on an Erev Shabbos from so far away. This other fellow, he went ahead and he went in both directions. And this guy's name was Tativo, which is the organization is about Tativo, which connects it.
Whoa.
Right. Okay, so now the gears that we have here. Tativo, the Mahalu, Lavi Sala, Shabbos, the Lavi Bishash, the Lavi Barnash, Karat, the Ta'anaya. This fellow from Mahalol, and I'm saying maybe it's our Mahalol, in the modern town of Mahalol, so it's also outside of the one-day mark of Yerushalayim, and he would get to every day, every Arab tribe, if he managed to make it to the Beit HaMikdash. We're just showing that these Shiurim are not absolute Shiurim. There were people that were related to Yerushalayim from outside of it. And they would go, it's like my great-grandfather used to go from Tzvat to Meiron, right? Stay there the entire week, and Erev Shabbos, he would go back from Meiron to Tzvat. Didn't have any buses in those days. Same type of thing. To show the interrelationship of the Wadi Amud, you know. So the...
There
was that road, but there's also Wadi Amud, which is very, very close. Basically. Sure, expressed by your Yadak Rahim. Still there. 60th of Turgaman. Take some pictures of your video. Spanish book. All right, so this fellow used to go, and then the next day, meaning obviously, you know, on Shabbos, but on Sunday, nobody could get there faster than him to be out there picking his parrot. In other words, it means he was able to get back Sunday morning from the Beit HaMikdash overnight. And he was out in his field before anybody else got up. And he was out there working and picking up his field. You know, that's what people did on a Sunday morning. Instead of doing your grass, you could get to eat in, you know. No lawnmowers, you know. Okay? So that means that overnight, basically, he got back. And would be in his house. But no Tzipori, the woman from Tzipori, they would go out and talk and shop from the Govik Migdasha. Lo'avi Barnash, Karsatar Narakha, they mean home. They would also go out and send Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash, and nobody could get back to take their thing and fast. And it's amazing.
Wait,
when it's there? Yeah, it's Tzitzor. It's further than Tzitzor. It's like by Hoshaya. Yeah. That's really amazing. And we have this idea that only nowadays we can make these day trips, you know, cut across the street and get all of them.
You know,
the Lord, how you love shows the Satan, the Olot, the Palalot, the Yordot, Hachelo Yachmitza. And the girls from Lud, they would go ahead, they would make their dough, go up to the Beit HaMikdash, daven and shachar, come back home before the dough turns sour, in order to get it to bake.
Okay.
I don't know. If it means literally from it, it's less than 18 minutes. But if it means mama shalo yachmita, it means that they made their matzahs this way. I mean, that's not bad. Getting from Lord to the Beit HaMikdash, davening and coming back in less than 18 minutes. This was the fastest minyan in the world. Chad Bar Nach with a certain gentleman, Havi Koyin and Rodi Paska Surte Kumoi, Havi Parya, Havi Pari Parya, Rupori Adi Stakach Yoyiv Rabo. What in the world? Is somebody in there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I see. So this guy, anyway, had a shore, and he was sitting there and doing some work with his shore. He was plowing with his shore, and his shore started to run away. And so he chases after his shore. His shore looks back, sees him coming, and keeps running. So he runs after the shore. By the time he finishes running after the shore, he finds himself in Bava, 300 miles away. So they said, what? Amos Nafak. When did you leave to chase your shark? I'm along the other day. What do you mean, this morning? I don't know. It didn't seem like a long time to me. Amra Bahayadatuta. And how'd you get here? What road did you take? I'm along the dog, right over here, this road. Amra Letita Kamehon. There's no road here. There is no road. Show us the road. Nothing. He goes out, going to Kami, and he wants to show them the road. But all thoughts and body that he can't figure out where it is. Right? So what does this mean? So Nikla the Pliga, so from all of these stories you see that the mission is wrong. I mean, what would bring all these stories? The stories say within one day of Yerushalayim, and you're bringing me these magic stories of Stephen King or Tesseract or God knows what, or Beam Me Up Scotty, in which people would sit there and make their dough, beam up to the Mikdash, beam back down, get to their dough. I mean, if the Batats found out about these matzahs, they'd be dead. So what does this prove? It shows that the mission is not true? No. I feel the same electrically. See, there are, in fact, wormholes. The chilota, there used to be wormholes that people could use for this kind of thing. After the Beit HaMikdash, Nignazu. After the Beit HaMikdash, the wormholes were hidden. And now, in order to get places, you have to go on these stupid three-dimensional roads, which take you forever. How do we do this thing? And that's why it says, Gadar Darki Begadzit Nitivotai Iva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has put down boundaries on my roads and made my Nitivot all crooked. Who ever heard of going in three dimensions to get somewhere? What do you buy, like an ant? This is horrific. Okay, so the mission is referring to, like, you know, when things went sour in the good old days. I mean, none of this would have been necessary in Yom Yerushalayim. I mean, for God's sake, you can get from Los Angeles to Yerushalayim in 3 minutes. So once in a while, someone stumbles over one of these openings, you know. That was the guy with his shawl. He wasn't looking where he was going.
It was a wormhole.
No, it's a three, it's a four-dimensional hole. The wormhole is a in the fabric of time space. You find yourself in a different place. Well, it has to be the meeting is closed. You have to go back to this lousy stuff. This is good stuff. I mean, if we could find one of these, you know? It's really great. No, it doesn't change a lot of it. It's quite a lot. You remember? Amar Rebbe Yaakov. Whoops, sorry. Rebbe Yonah B'Shem Rebbe Zira. Afilu Kerem Shaya Samuk L'Choma. Hayanivta. The Mishnah comes and says that they made a takana that even if you're growing grapes right next to Komot Yerushalayim, then you can be poisoned. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Zot Omeret, Shiv Beit HaMikdash Atid Yibanot Kodem Malachut Beit David. L'chora, before Mashiach ever arrives, there will still be Beit HaMikdash. Because otherwise this thing doesn't make any sense. Why would we need to make a takana that there should be grapes in Yerushalayim, which is mashma, that there's still problems in the production of the earth, which is dependent on Malchus Mashiach, of course, as we spoke about in Rusia last night, right? But once you have Malchus Mashiach, why would you need any kind of takana? It says over there, that you'll be drinking. You'll be drinking out of the one grape, which normally is grape juice. You'll be drinking the tastiest wine. What in the world would we need in those days to make a takana to have an extra anavim in Yerushalayim that we should need to make such a takana? The atom is talking, and you're saying it's a problem of grapes in Yerushalayim after the binyan Beit HaMikdash. So we see from here that they have to make a takana, knowing that the Beit HaMikdash would be rebuilt by a secular government, and there would not be a Sanhedrin to determine what to do with the Beit HaMikdash. They had to put a tonight in the original takana to make it go back to the way it was in order to have Shvat and Yerushalayim. Whereas if Mashiach was going to be there, what did they need all of this stuff for? So you see that they understood that there would be a Beit HaMikdash that would not have anything to do with Mashiach. Kurtz was Beit HaMikdash.
Well, why would you say
it's
kind of
for the
purpose? Why would you say it ends?
That's how you prepare Beit HaMikdash. Well, since they needed to make this stuff come of it, it should go back into effect. Obviously, they held that their Beit HaMikdash could be secular. I wouldn't mind having you.